Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
A very warm welcome to episode 5 of our Crime Fighters series, The Secret of the Bones. In the last episode, the house of the traditional healer Lindia was burnt down while she was in police custody. People in the Busuku slum believe Lindia was behind the kidnapping of one-year-old Zuri, a little boy who was forcefully taken from his parents 3 nights ago. The police are still searching for Zuri. Meanwhile, the other traditional healer in town, Shava, has had unprotected sex with Faith, who's only 17. He claimed he was exorcising bad spirits, but what he actually did was rape her. Today's episode is called It's Protocol. We join the story just minutes after the so-called healing at Shava's house. Dr. Woods, a partner of Shava's, who runs the local aloe farm, has just arrived unannounced.
Shava, so this is how you spend your evenings when you say you've got a late patient?
Ah, Candice, it's you. Why didn't you wait for me to come and open the door?
So you can finish sleeping with an underage girl?
Rubbish. It's not what you think.
Uh-huh. Why are you both half naked then?
Shava, please may I have my jeans?
Here you are. Get dressed, Faith. And you, Candice, don't talk nonsense.
I wanted to leave anyway.
Faith, be sure to take the herbal medicines like I said. First thing in the morning.
Okay, Shava.
No, she mustn't go. Young girl, do you even realize what you've just done?
Mom, I only answer to Shava in this matter. I'm leaving now.
Oh, no. You're not going anywhere.
Ow! You're hurting me. Leave me alone, you crazy woman.
Did you know this man has 2 wives and several children in another province, far away from Busuku?
Candice, let her go. Now.
Do you know he slept with me too when I started coming to him for consultations? And still does?
Mom, I really have to go now.
And you, Shava, you wicked man. This girl is clearly underage. Are you even aware that you've committed a crime? Even if she agreed to have sex with you, it's still rape.
Let her go, Candice, now.
Okay, then. Run home to your parents. But let me tell you something, sweetie. He may be a good healer, but you're too young for that kind of thing.
Come back next week, Faith.
Yes, Shava.
What? Come back for more of this nonsense? Shava, how dare you? You said you had feelings for me, and now this?
Don't interfere in my work, Candice.
Is this what you do? Sleep with every female patient?
Candice, how dare you disrespect my gift and my profession like that?
But what kind of business do you call this?
Your aloe farm is doing well, is it not?
Yes, but that's beside the point.
Well then, what are you complaining about? Just keep working with me.
Please explain our relationship to me then, Shava.
You are my client and we are business partners.
With benefits, clearly. Why don't you add that too?
Calm down, Candice.
Ah, I can't take this nonsense any longer.
Dr. Woods storms out of Shava's house. The next morning, Lindia's good friend Dr. Kibi comes to the police station to visit her. Inspectors Naki and Sive take the opportunity to tell Lindia the bad news about her house.
Good morning, Lindia. We've brought you a visitor.
Hi, Lindia.
Akina, it's so good to see you.
Have you been?
Oh, never worse. I pray that they find the person who kidnapped Zuri soon. And Zuri too, of course.
We are still looking for him.
Lindia, I'm afraid we have some bad news for you.
No, please. Naki, please, no. I really can't take more bad news.
Shh, Lindia, calm down.
We are sorry, Lindia, but I'm afraid someone set fire to your house yesterday.
Oh, no!
Oh, Lindia, you worked so hard to build that house. I am so sorry.
Oh, Lord. Naki, Sive, please tell me you got my belongings out in time. You did, didn't you?
The firefighters tried, but they got there too late.
No, no, no.
Hey, Naki, hold her. She's fainting. Sive, get some cold water and a cloth.
Yes, doctor.
Stay with me, Lindia. Let's lay her down, Naki. Please hold her legs up.
All right, doctor.
Lindia, please, you have to stay with me. Keep breathing. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Hey, Naki, we have to take her to hospital immediately to check if it's something serious.
Without wasting any time, Dr. Kibi, Naki and Sive then take Lindia to hospital.
Dr. Kibi, what happened? Who's the patient?
25-year-old female. Passed out, short of breath.
Got it, doctor.
Let's move, please, nurse. Please, bring a gurney. I can't carry her any longer.
Okay, here's one. Here you are, Dr. Kibi.
Thank you. Let's lay her down very carefully.
Okay,
call the doctor on duty. Naki and Sive, you can't go beyond this point.
That's fine, Doc. We'll wait out here.
I hope it all goes well. Oh my God, Naki. What would we have done if Dr. Kibi hadn't been with us? I wouldn't have known how to help Lindia. And what if she's not guilty after all? Could she sue the police?
No, Sive. If she's found innocent, it's still not a wrongful arrest. We're just holding her in police custody on the basis of circumstantial evidence.
You mean Zuri's pyjamas and bracelet that were found in her dustbin?
Exactly. Let's just make sure we always follow the rules. For now, we have to wait for the results of the forensic tests. We should have them by tomorrow.
Oh, here comes Dr. Kibi again.
Naki and Sive, Lindia's been admitted for further monitoring.
How's she, Doc?
Her condition is stable now. She's sleeping.
I see. In that case, we'll need to arrange for a police officer to come and guard her bedside. It's protocol, I'm afraid.
My friend has lost everything. She almost lost her life. And now you want her to wake up in hospital under police guard?
She has to be guarded because she's still a suspect, Doctor. Also, this way we can protect her from anyone who might want to harm her.
Naki and Sive call an officer to watch over Lindia at the hospital. Meanwhile, Blue and Faith have just arrived at the same hospital. Faith wants to take the morning after pill. She's worried she might get pregnant after Shava slept with her without using a condom, but she hasn't told Blue the whole truth.
Faith, I still can't believe it. Blue, thank you for coming with me to the hospital.
At least it distracts me a bit from my own sorrow. But I really thought you'd learn from my experience of falling pregnant so young. I was barely 16 years old. I was still a child. And what about sexually transmitted diseases? Didn't you even think about that?
I know it was very stupid of me to have unprotected sex. I'll take a packet of condoms from the hospital when we leave.
Get the morning after pill today, but never do this again. When did your boyfriend become so irresponsible? I didn't think he was that kind of guy.
I don't know what's got into him either.
Hey, isn't that Naki and Siva over there? They look like they're on their way out. Let me go and ask if they have any news for me before they go.
Sure.
Hello, Blue.
Hello, officers. Do you have any news for me?
We're still doing our utmost to try and find Zuri. I can't really give you any more than that right now, I'm afraid. Any new developments on your side?
No, nothing. The loss of my baby, it's so painful. It gets even worse with every day that passes without knowing what happened to him.
And that's how we end it for today. Tune in for the next episode of The Secret of the Bonds as the case gets even more exciting. Remember, for this story and much more, you can visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters or join us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye for now.